So today's reading is Psalm 51, and it's on page 573 if you want to follow it in the Bibles. So Psalm 51, reading verses 1 to 13. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Morning. So I asked this question at 9 o'clock service, but Amanda's already given the answer to this. So what's the 3 weeks, what's three studies that we've been looking at during Lent? Hope, yeah. Faith, yeah. And Mother's Day as well, wasn't it, last Sunday? Yeah, so I'm sure you'll agree, that's probably three building blocks of our Christian faith. And this morning we're looking at forgiveness, which perhaps isn't known as one of the building blocks of the Christian faith, but when we think about it, maybe it should be. What is forgiveness? We were discussing this last night in front of the rugby. I try not to watch it. And during the conversation, an interesting insight came up from my future son-in-law. It's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. Think about that. So why is forgiveness so important? In our daily lives, we're going to meet with a lot of people. And there's going to be occasions where we'll consider ourselves wronged in some way by the actions of other people. And now there's a number of ways that we could respond to these perceived wrongdoings. And our human nature dictates that we'll probably feel aggrieved and want to be compensated. We want things put right. Someone's done something they shouldn't have done. Just think about on the road and somebody cuts you up, yeah, as a simple example. But if this compensation isn't possible, there's a danger that resentment can build up. And scientists believe that there's long-term bad effects on our health if we harbour resentment. So forgiveness towards those who've wronged us is probably the best response. But I'm sure you'll agree, in some occasions, forgiveness can be very difficult to forgive, depending on the way we've been offended against. Looked in the dictionary, and there's no real clear definition on forgiveness. So I've tried to create my own. This is a fallible human being's attempt at coming up with a description of forgiveness or definition. Forgiveness is a response to an action by some other person or body who has wronged us, by which you release them from the obligation or recompense from their actions. Totally inadequate, as I did say. So let's set aside my human attempts and let's think about what God thinks about forgiveness in his word. Throughout the scripture, both in the Old and New Testament, forgiveness is referred to over and over again. So what is forgiveness according to Scripture? The greatest problem that exists in our relationship with God is sin. And sin creates the need for forgiveness. Romans 3:23 tells us, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But it wasn't always that way. That's not the way God intended it. The first three chapters of the Bible tell us of a time when God and man were living together in harmony. Do we know the story? Genesis 1, verse 3. Can anyone give me a quick recap of what it is? What happened? No? Are we all shy? Or don't we do Genesis in home groups? That, yeah, that's right. There was a serpent, there was an apple. Do you remember the story? And but to sum it up, it's known as the fall. There was a fall from grace. Man separated from God. There's a separation, a really sad story, a separation of the ways. And man was separated from God. Sin entered the world. And the perfect relationship between man and God was marred. But this wasn't the way God intended it to be. So we can be very grateful to our God, being who he is. God knew this separation would happen. And he made a provision in his eternal plan for the world to correct what he knew would happen. God is our loving Heavenly Father. And because of his loving, giving nature, he made a way for us to be reinstated back into a loving relationship with him through his Son, Jesus, our Saviour. Our greatest need as fallen human beings was forgiveness, and it still is. We need to be forgiven for living sinfully. That is, choosing to put ourselves before God in our lives and go in our own way. God's rescue plan for fallen mankind was put into effect, beautifully described in these words from Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 9. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that we have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. I'd encourage you to read that again later, and just that in Christ, over and over again, we are saved in Christ. This is God's gift to us. Jesus Christ, he's our gift. And through his great love for us, in a total obedience to God, his Father's will, Jesus died on the cross for us to purchase freedom, forgiveness, and hope for all who will put their faith and trust in him. Throughout the Gospels, if you could put that... I can't get the slide. Oh, okay. I've prepared a slide with probably about a dozen references to forgiveness. I'll share it with you later if you'd like to do a little bit more research on what's in the New Testament on forgiveness. But throughout the Gospels and letters in the New Testament, we are told of the wonderful benefits of receiving God's forgiveness. The moment that we acknowledge that Jesus is our Lord, we know that we have a restored, mended relationship with God, and we have become God's children. We have also received the gift of the Holy Spirit, who will be with us always to teach us, to lead us and guide us in our spiritual journeys. God's forgiveness is a wonderful gift, and it's that forgiveness that makes all of the spiritual gifts that follow possible. There is, however, an important condition in receiving forgiveness that Jesus went to great pains to explain to his disciples throughout his gospel teaching. We must always be ready to forgive others. This isn't an option, it's a given. Forgiveness needs to become more of an attitude or way of life to us rather than an occasional occurrence. When Jesus taught his followers the Lord's Prayer, he taught them to pray every day for forgiveness for our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Every day, we must be ready to forgive. Jesus tells a parable of an unmerciful servant in Matthew's Gospel. That's chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. And I'd strongly recommend you read that later and look at the warning at the end if we don't forgive others. So because of his great love for us, God assures us through Scripture that if we approach him with truly repentant hearts, we will receive forgiveness. God provides us with our greatest needs. And in the words of this morning's reading, we've been given some of the most profound and heart-rending words in the whole of the Psalms to help us when we are praying, when we are feeling that we need God's forgiveness. He guides us. He gives us really helpful words. The first five verses describe David's extreme pain at the sinful actions carried out by him, and even more so, the fact that he knew that God was fully aware of what he had done and how his actions were totally at odds with God's ways. David then threw himself completely on God's mercy, knowing who he was, and asked for forgiveness, relying on God's perfect, loving nature. What a wonderful model for us to follow. I would welcome you now just to take this opportunity to perhaps quietly reflect on the words. If you've got the Bible in front of you, if you'd like to have Psalm 51 handy. I won't necessarily go through the words, but just to give you a chance to just glimpse down at what's shared. Have you truly appreciated just how well God knows you and how much he loves you? Have you fully understood just how closely God comes alongside you, that he sees everything that you do and think? Perhaps if you've got time, have a look at Psalm 139 as well. Is there any situation in your life where you need to extend forgiveness to someone else, as hard as that may be? Do you need to forgive yourself at all? We can often carry around hurts and pains when all we need to do is forgive ourselves. God made us, we are fearfully and wonderfully made by him. Just remember that. Are there any actions that you need to seek God's forgiveness for? Remember, God loves us unconditionally and wants us to be completely free from any feelings of guilt or condemnation. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. When Jesus gave his life for us and paid the price for our sins, his sacrifice was totally sufficient. Do you remember he said on the cross, "It is finished." All of our sins have been paid for. So if there's anything holding you now, stopping you from being in that perfect relationship with God, confess it now or confess it later. Spend time with him. Talk to God. Receive that gift that he's longing to give to you. Total forgiveness. Hand any concerns that you may have over to him. Confidently ask for that forgiveness and it will be given. If you've got the words in front of you, if we could just pray verses 10 to 12 together. Shall we say this together? Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. And at the end of the service, there will be people waiting to pray with you if you'd like some guidance or help with that prayer. And just to close, we've got a short film which sums up the incredible importance of forgiveness and the source of power available to us to enable us to be able to forgive when we don't think we're able to. The speaker, Corrie ten Boom, was held as a prisoner in a concentration camp during the Second World War, and the film tells of her encounter with one of the guards from the camp.